Hello.
Hi, this is Alexis from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was giving you a call back to let you know that I called the provider and they didn't answer, so I was wondering, would you want me to find you another one?
Actually got in contact with them, and what one thing I need to clarify or have you guys to put out there, because I didn't find out that the tow truck just called me just now and told me that I wasn't covered for at least 7 miles of that, and that I would have to come out of my pocket. These are the things that I need to know ahead of time that I'm going to be charged for. Because if I think that I'm getting roadside assistance, I'm getting it covered, that's something that I should know ahead of time. Not get let them pick up my car and then 7 miles to the point they tell me, oh, I owe them $40. That's crazy. So these are things that y'all need to let your customer know ahead of time. That's one. And two, they're not going to be able to tow the vehicle because they're not releasing my vehicle, they told me, because they did an inspection, and then they charged me for the inspection and didn't even tell me they was going to charge me for the inspection. So now they're holding my car hostage. But
Can you give me 1 second, ma'am, and let me type this in my notes so I can let somebody know?
Yes, ma'am. Thank
Yes,
you.
ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. I just looked up your policy, and it says that you're fully covered. So I'm just trying to see who's trying to charge you. The towing company or where your the business your vehicle is at? Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hey, so
I forgot you was on hold. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay. So I just looked at your policy, and on our end, it says that you're fully covered. So I'm just trying to see who's trying to charge you. Is it the towing company or the business that your vehicle is located?
No, the tow. So they both trying to charge me. The business trying to charge me because they did an inspection. But the tow truck driver called me back and told me that that he overheard the conversation with where they was trying to charge me. And I said I didn't have the money to pay them at the moment. But he was trying to make me aware that my car was only covered up to 20 miles of tow, and that I was going to have to pay the remaining 7 miles, which where it came up to about a good $30-something.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, ma'am, just to make sure, you did want your vehicle to go to the 2100 Jonesboro Road Southeast, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, ma'am. So as of right now, we can't really do anything because we can't. What'd you say?
Yeah, because they're not going to release it. I know that. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. Let you speak to my supervisor.
Okay.
Hey, Miss McKinley, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm wonderful. My name is Jennifer. I'm the supervisor on the floor, and I'm just helping the agent out with this call really quickly. So I understand that you said that the driver is trying to charge you and also the company where you took your vehicle.
Well, the driver was informing me, so I guess because I told the driver I'll call them back once I get paid the company, because they're not releasing my vehicle because they didn't tell me and my daughter about a $40 fee that they was charging us for inspection. So I didn't know that when I sent the driver up there. So once the driver get up there, then they tell me that they're not going to release the vehicle because we owe $40. So I told them I'd take care of that Friday, but the driver called me back and was making me aware that he was going to only tow it for like 20 miles of that, and then the other 7 was going to cost me because I wasn't covered for the whole way. So I guess he wanted me, when I do call back, to make sure I have that money for the next driver or whoever picks up the vehicle, because it wasn't covered, and he didn't want me to just not have the money for that as well.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out to the driver and let them know that you are fully covered. I don't know why they're trying to charge you, but we can take care of that. But the place that the vehicle is, are you speaking upon as far as with the pickup location that won't release the vehicle?
Yeah, the people at the pickup location won't release the vehicle.
Okay, so that's something that's out of our control. Did you make
the
agent aware? What type of facility is it?
It's all four wheels. I was taking it because my brakes locked up on me and I couldn't drive it. So they were telling me that they couldn't do anything about it because it's rusted real bad. It came from up north and I bought it like that. So.
So it's at a repair shop.
So I just have to deal with them first, and then I'll call back and have it towed.
Is your car at a repair shop?
I'm sorry. It's a lot of noise over here. Give me 1 second. Ma'am?
Is the vehicle at a repair shop?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the reason they couldn't fix the vehicle?
They told me they couldn't release it until I paid for it. Huh?
Were they not able to fix the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. They can't fix it.
All right. Give me one moment.
So I'm getting it towed to another shop.
Oh, but they didn't let you know that you had a fee before you set up the tow service.
Right, right.
Okay, let me reach out to the provider. Give me just a moment. And inquire why they're trying to charge you. Because you are fully covered. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.